The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, December 4th, 2009, and Presidential Release 379. Sunish Gupta and Jennifer Bose of Massachusetts announced the birth of Abigail Tulsi Bose Gupta, born on Halloween 2009, weighing 9 pounds, 1 ounce. I gather that everybody's fine and that Abigail is learning to lift her head, so congratulations to the Bose Gupta family. We have this December now, which means the Christmas season is on its way, and we have some specials in the Independence Market in case you have interest in getting yourself some gifts or giving them to somebody else. There are some items available for $10 plus shipping. We have a talking cube clock. This black plastic alarm clock with gold edge trim has a female voice that talks when each button is pressed. It measures 2 3/4 by 2.5 inches. It is 4.7 ounces, and it features a high-low volume selection, a 12 or a 24-hour cycle, and an hourly report option. It has the original NFB logo, and it requires 2 AA batteries, which are included. Then we have the NFB Talking Travel Clock. It measures 3 3/4 by 2.5 by 1/2 inch. This black plastic clock has a female voice. The setting controls are under a folding cover that can be flipped back to use as a stand. The clock speaks as it is being set and features a 12 or a 24-hour cycle and a high-low volume adjustment with an alarm and a visual display. It requires 2 3-volt batteries, which are included. Then we have a thin talking travel clock. This plastic travel clock talks when each button is pressed and has a female voice. It measures 3 3/4 by 2.5 by 3/4 inch. It features a 12 or a 24-hour cycle. It has an hourly announcement, an alarm, and a long-life lithium battery. The controls and battery are under a sliding panel. All of these are available for $10. Then we have a talking clock with timer, which measures 2.5 by 1/2 by 3 3/4. It is white plastic. It has 3 modes, a talking clock mode, a countdown timer, and a count-up timer. It speaks while it is being set, and it features 6 alarm sounds. A repeat selection for the countdown timer, a timer memory, and a magnet and a belt clip, which you can use to carry it with you. It has batteries included. To purchase one of these items or to get the other things available, call the NFB Independence Market at 410-659-9314. Extension 2216, or you can shop our e-commerce site. Please note that orders placed online will be shipped free matter. If you would like to ensure that your order arrives before Christmas, please place your order by phone so we can discuss the shipping option. I should tell you that the Independence Market will be closed on December 24. So if you want to get these items, it would be best to call much before that time. Here is an announcement from Michael Hingson. To celebrate our first and most successful year of selling the KNFB Reader Mobile, we are offering an end-of-year special. From now until December 31, the KNFB Reader Mobile, with the Nokia N86, and either Talks or Mobile Speak as a screen reading program, is available for $1,620, $150 off the regular price. The KNFB Reader Mobile with the Nokia N82 and either Talks or Mobile Speak as a screen reader is available for $1,495 or $100 off the regular price. For more information, you can call Mike Hingson at 415-827-4084, or you can email him at info@MichaelHingson, that's MichaelHingson.com. I carry the KNFB Reader Mobile with me, and I use it almost every day. It is a good product, and I recommend it. Here is an announcement from the Department of Strategic Initiatives of the National Federation of the Blind. Chevrolet, General Motors, and the National Federation of the Blind are cooperating to identify a safe level of sound to alert the blind and other pedestrians to the presence of near-silent running electric and hybrid vehicles. Members of the National Federation of the Blind and engineers from GM began meeting earlier this year to understand the safety needs of pedestrians with respect to quiet vehicles and to work on solutions for the benefit of pedestrians, cyclists, runners, children, and other members of the public. On November 25, 2009, USA Today carried an article about this cooperative effort, which was prominently featured in the newspaper's money section. At the urging of the National Federation of the Blind, three major universities, Syracuse, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, have decided not to adopt or to deploy the Amazon Kindle DX as a means of distributing electronic technology to their students or electronic textbooks. The Kindle DX features text-to-speech technology that can read textbooks aloud. The menus of the device are not accessible to the blind, however, making it impossible for a blind user to purchase books from Amazon's Kindle store, select a book to read, activate the text-to-speech feature, and use the advanced reading functions available on the Kindle DX. Syracuse and the University of Wisconsin have experimented with the Kindle DX to learn whether e-book technology is useful to their students. But the schools will not adopt the device for general use unless and until it is made accessible to blind students. Once again, Santa has enlisted the help of the elves at the National Federation of the Blind, NFB Jernigan Institute, to get Braille letters out to hundreds of blind boys and girls this Christmas season. Until December 20th, parents can go online to www.nfb.org and click a link on the home page to fill out a Santa Braille letter request form. The form can also be printed and faxed to 410-659-6893. The Braille letter will also be accompanied by a print copy for mom and dad to read, and parents can choose the contracted or the uncontracted form of the Braille letter. Remember, requests for letters must include the writer's name, the child's name, birthday, gender, mailing address, and a telephone number or email address in case Santa's helpers at the National Federation of the Blind have questions. Braille letters from Santa have already started going out to boys and girls around the country. Now, that announcement, of course, is one that tells you that people can get letters that are drafted by Santa's helpers to assist Santa Claus. Here is a letter that I got that came in addressed to Santa so that we can respond to it on Santa's behalf. Dear Santa Claus, I'm glad to be writing to you. My name is Daniel. I have tried my best to be good, Santa. I'm hoping to get a Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness. I like everything Pokemon, so surprise me. Your friend, Daniel. Daniel is a new Braille reader, age 9, and I appreciate Daniel's writing in so that Santa can hear from him and we can help Santa get a letter back. The Washington Seminar of the National Federation of the Blind takes place February 1 through February 4 at the Holiday Inn Capitol in Washington, D.C. Diane McGeorge makes reservations for the Washington Seminar. The hotel reservations for the Washington Seminar, she says, please make your hotel reservations as soon as possible. We need to have reservations no later than December 30th, 2009. Please do not contact the hotel to make your reservations. I submit all the reservations for the Washington Seminar, she says. You may call 303-778-1130 extension 219 to make your reservations, or you may email your requests for reservations to Lisa Bonderson, LBONDERSON at COCENTER, COCENTER .org. We will confirm receipt of your reservation either by return email or by telephone, so be sure to give us your telephone number and your email address. We continue to make terrific progress on the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, which is our bill to address the threat posed to the blind and others by silent running, almost silent running, hybrid and electric vehicles. The House bill, H.R. 734, has almost 170 co-sponsors, and the Senate bill, S. 841, has more than a dozen. If you have questions about this legislation or wish to report that you have obtained a co-sponsor, please contact Jesse Hartle at 410-659-9314 extension 2233 or by email at jhartle, that's J-H-A-R-T-L-E, at nfb.org. We are also still working to obtain co-sponsors for the Blind Persons Return to Work Act, which has been introduced in the United States House of Representatives as H.R. 886. Lauren McLarney, who has recently joined our legislative program staff, is coordinating work on this legislation. If you have news about co-sponsors or need information or assistance from Lauren, please contact her by calling 410-659-9314 extension 2207, or you can email her at lmclarney, that's L-M-C-L-A-R-N-E-Y, at nfb.org. Applications are now being accepted for the 2010 Dr. Jacob Bolotin Award. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind presents cash awards to individuals and organizations that have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of the blind into society on the basis of equality. The awards are named for a blind physician who practiced in Chicago in the early part of the 20th century, and the funding for the awards come through the generous donations of his late nephew and niece, Alfred and Rosalind Perlman. Recipients of the 2010 Dr. Jacob Balaton Award will be determined by the Balaton Award Committee of the National Federation of the Blind. Online applications are due by April 15, 2010. Individuals or organizations are encouraged to apply on behalf of themselves or others. The award recipients will be announced at the 2010 National Federation of the Blind Convention in Dallas. A total of $50,000 will be distributed to the award recipients. For more information or to fill out the online application, please visit www.nfb.org and look for the link for the Balaton Award application. I have an announcement here from Robert Leslie Newman, who is president of the NFB Writers Division, entitled Where the Blind Work. The Jernigan Institute and the Writers Division have a joint project, and we need your help. We are building an employment resource of job descriptions and how the blind compete within those jobs. Where the Blind Work is a great informational resource to assist youth to plan for future employment or to assist adults who are looking to change their jobs or establish different careers. We need job descriptions of your present job or one that you have done recently. The description must follow the format which is on the website. When completed, please email the job description to newmanrl@cox.net. That's newmanrl@cox.net. The website, nfb.org, has a section which includes Where the Blind Work. It's at www.nfb.org/nfb/blindwork. And there are a number of other parts to the web address, ASP and a big long number, which I will leave out. Once you find that much, I'm sure it will be obvious what is happening there. We are coming to the end of the Louis Braille coin sale opportunity. The Mint has produced, in accordance with the requirement of legislation passed by the Congress of the United States, the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar, which incorporates real live readable Braille. As of next Friday, the 11th day of December, the Mint will no longer take orders. I think it will take them on Friday, which is the 11th. But after the 11th of December of 2009, no more orders for Louis Braille Bicentennial coins will be accepted. And that means that you must get your coins from the Mint in the next week, because after that, the Mint will no longer have them available. Since our last meeting on this presidential release, we've had a board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind Board, and it was a good one. We talked about a lot of things at that board meeting, but one of them that we talked about was future conventions of the National Federation of the Blind. Next summer's convention will be in Dallas, Texas, and it'll be at the Anatole Hilton Hotel, right there in Dallas. In 2011, we will be going to Orlando to one of the Shingle Creek or other Rosen properties there. Very good hotels they are. Orlando is a great destination. We made an agreement with the hotels in Florida to go there to Orlando in 2011, 2013, 2015, and 2017. So we'll see a lot of Florida in the next few years. We talked about the Imagination Fund last summer at the convention, and we spoke about doing different things in new ways in upcoming years, and that we will be doing. We have been concentrating this fall on sales of the Louis Braille Bicentennial coin. That opportunity will come to an end here shortly, as I've said. We're going to be turning our attention to the 2010 and beyond Imagination campaign, and I'll be talking about that extensively on the next presidential release. I have been dealing with one of the board members of the National Federation of the Blind. This is Parnell Diggs, who is a board member and also president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, about being a primary worker and a leader in our Imagination Fund efforts in the upcoming time. And I will be making announcements and talking with you about what kind of work we're doing together. A lot of it is most exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. However, we have to deal with our work to finish out 2009 before we start worrying about 2010, and of course, we're in the midst of the Christmas season. I love the Christmas season. I understand that some people celebrate other holidays and have other interests, and I am glad of that. But for my part, I love the Christmas season, and I look forward to it with great enjoyment and much joy each year. So I wish all of you the best holiday you could ever have, the best Christmas, a wonderful New Year. If I look back over this year and think about it, of course, we have some of it left, but if I look back over it, I think that 2009 was a great year for the National Federation of the Blind and for us, and I think that we will make progress at least as much next year. I certainly hope we will. It seems to me that we have our destiny largely in our grasp, which is to say, if we do things that are good for us, after a while, a lot will come to us that is valuable and wonderful. So I hope for you a wonderful year to come and a great season of celebration now. I have some Christmas jokes here from Harry Haupt of Oskaloosa, Iowa. He said, "What does Santa eat for breakfast? Mistletoe toast. Or, what did the fisherman send at Christmas? Christmas cods. Or, what did the sign say on the church door? Please open before Christmas. What is the name of Santa's wife? Merry Christmas."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.